Social media has given us something remarkable. A megaphone, a way to speak to the entire world instantly and for a surprisingly affordable price. It's a tool that's tailor-made for sharing a message as big as the gospel, and yet sometimes it feels like we're not quite sure how to use it. But what if we could harness that power? What if we could reach billions with the message of hope and truth that has the power to change lives?
So basically the vision is 100 billion messages going out starting at the beginning of January of 2023 to the end of 2022. 100 billion messages to go out in the next 10 years.
That's Jeremy Haas, the founder of Christian Digital Network, and he's not afraid to think big. On today's show, Jeremy shares his bold vision of reaching the world for Christ using the power of digital media. I'm Luke Ferrugia, and you're listening to the Blue Vineyard Podcast. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Blue Vineyard Podcast. My name is Luke, and I am here with Jeremy Haas. Jeremy, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
So just to give our listeners a little bit of backstory, I was introduced to Jeremy some months ago, and in the intervening time frame, we have worked together on projects and been collaborating on big ideas. And so when we decided that we were going to do this series where we're interviewing the founders of digital service companies that are serving the Adventist ecosystem, Jeremy was just an obvious person to have on the show. Thank you for making the time, and I'm really excited to give you the opportunity and some platform to share what you've been learning and doing and growing and where you've been.
Oh, excellent. I'm looking forward to it, Luke.
Yeah. So just maybe so people can have a bit of context around who Jeremy is, can you give us a little bit of your background, where you're from, and what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm Jeremy Haas, and I'm the Chief Visionary Officer for Christian Digital Network. So Christian Digital Network, I founded 2 years ago. And so basically what we do is that we help ministries like yourself to be able to have digital broadcasting. So we developed the concept of being able to have both organic and paid outreach platforms to help spread the word in a big and mighty way. So I'm based in the Twin Cities, Minnesota area. And so I'm married to Anna Lynn, and then I have one son, Grant.
That's great. And is that where you've always been? You've always been around that area, or did you grow up somewhere else?
So I grew up in Fargo, North Dakota.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
So for a start, what is your background? What's your profession before you were doing CDN?
Yeah. So prior to CDN, so I worked 25 plus years in corporate America. Mm. And so I did a variety of roles. So my first major role, I did sales for 8 years. I was one of the top mortgage producers back in the refinance days in the early 2000s. Mm. And then I graduated with my master's degree. And then I did a lot of, I kind of went around the block quite a bit in corporate America. So, but predominantly I had a very strong marketing background, and especially in analytics and market segmentation. So that's predominantly what I did. I worked for major medical device companies in my career, agricultural companies. So some of the very big Fortune 500 companies in my corporate experience. So I love being in ministry. Yeah. It's been just a great venture.
Yeah, that would be a big shift.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Mm.
That being your background, what about the spiritual piece of the puzzle? So are you a lifelong Adventist? Like when did you join the Adventist church?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So basically my story, you know, begins discovering Adventism back in 2014. So my son and I, we took a road trip to Yellowstone National Park. And then on the way, we stopped at a museum in South Dakota. And my son said, oh, I just want to check out this really cool castle. And it turned out that I said, let's just go there for, you know, 10, 15 minutes. Well, 4 hours later, I encountered the pastor, you know, that runs the museum. And I told him, Pastor, I read the Bible cover to cover in the past 3 months. He said, really? What do you know about the Bible? And so he started quizzing me on a lot of things about the Bible. And I'm like, man, I don't know anything about the Bible, even though I read it, you know, cover to cover. That's where it started my journey. So that was in 2014. And then basically from there, I stayed in touch with this pastor and we're still very well connected. And so basically I decided that I wanted to get deeper into the word. So then I discovered all of these YouTubers that are out there, like It Is Written, Amazing Facts, some of those type of ministries, Bible Flock Box at the time. So basically I invested thousands of hours, you know, in YouTube to learn more about our faith. And it was in October of 2018, after watching It Is Written from John Bradshaw, he had me convinced, like, okay, I need to get baptized. And it was October 2018 when I got baptized.
That's so interesting to me that you are the product, essentially, of to a large degree, of online evangelism. And that's the ministry that you're now engaged with. That's what led you into a greater understanding in the first place.
You know, what my vision is that for me to piece all of it together to even know whether the ministry was part of the Remnant Church or not, that was another, you know, layer involved. So basically, it took a lot of pieces of being able to put it all together. So basically, the vision of Christian Digital Network is to be able to have a platform to where seekers are going to be able to find the truth a lot more easier and relevant.
So far, like, I know you've got big plans, but so far of the work that you have done with CDN, what's the work that you're most proud of?
Well, I would say there was a couple major pieces that we did for one of our ministry partners. So basically, we were able to get, you know, between 10 to 15 million views on them. And I'm seeing all the comments that have come through on those has been amazing. You know, when we were first starting digital broadcasting, being able to help our ministry partners to be able to come up with the right video content to where they're constantly getting better view rates and clicks and things like that. So eventually, last year, we were able to engineer what we call Generation 2.5 right now. Mm-hmm. And so basically, that has substantially brought up what the view rates are and getting much more higher engagement. So I would say being able to develop that process to get better content.
Mm. You have mentioned a couple of times this term of digital broadcasting, that you're in the business of digital broadcasting. And most people would say, I'm in the business of social media or whatever, but you're quite intentional in that language. How do you think about digital broadcasting as a category that you're working on and perhaps how it relates to previous forms of broadcasting?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So basically, we wanted to differentiate ourselves at Christian Digital Network. So basically, yes, I mean, technically, we are the roots of Christian Digital Network. We are digital marketers. But basically, we wanted to go beyond that. So basically, our concept is there's TV station, like 3ABN is a, or Hope Channel is a satellite TV station that broadcasts out on a satellite basis. So our vision is that we want to have a very similar concept of content and be able to do it in the digital space and utilizing all the multi-channels that there is to be able to broadcast out the three angels message.
And in your experience with CDN, what has been the most difficult part of growing CDN?
Okay, well, I mean, there's definitely a couple challenges. So first challenge, content is starting to get shorter and shorter. You know, when the content that we had to start off with, people were still utilizing what we call now Generation 1 material, to where it was like 15 minutes to half hour kind of content. The view rates weren't very good utilizing Generation 1 content. So we had a lot of challenges at first. But with utilizing you know, video editing and getting things a lot more shorter, we're starting to see much more improvement on that.
And in your interactions with the leadership of what you're doing, the entrepreneurship, I've noticed that entrepreneurs typically have a particular skill that qualifies them as a superhero in that area. Like, what would you say is your superpower? What is the thing that you personally excel at that has been really beneficial in what you're doing?
Well, I would say, you know, going back to what I was telling you about my corporate experience, so I would say two things. So number one, probably because I have a very strong sales background, has been very helpful as far as being able to drive forward, you know, the process and being able to drive forward a lot of the innovation that CDN has been able to accomplish in the past couple of years. But I would also say on the marketing side, would definitely be the concept of understanding how important breaking down segments are going to be, especially when we talk about breaking it down to the point to where we understand exactly how a person likes to view spiritual related content. So it's going to be very crucial for major evangelism that we get the segmentation broken down as small as possible, because I've seen the power of that in my past experience.
Who would you say are your like dream clients? Just so people get the picture of the kinds of people that you are aiming to work with, what would be a picture of your dream client?
Yeah. Okay. So one thing that we look for, I mean, both for whenever we're looking to hire at CDN and also for clients, is how humble the client is or the potential candidate is. So that's very important, because, you know, this is a new space that we're looking to innovate. And what worked yesterday is not working today. But as I told you, as an example, long content, medium content just doesn't perform as well. And so if you're humble enough to say, okay, do you know what? We need to change our strategies quick. That's going to be a very important key right there. Number two that we look for is hungry. We're hungry in the soul saving, right? So that's basically a very important aspect that we're looking for clients. Clients that are hungry to be high performers in their space. And then number three is making sure that there's honesty is also a very important value of CDN. And then also working either with clients or hiring for new employees at CDN.
So I'm interested in your input on something that's happening in this social media space. So there is this trend away from truly social media to what I would probably call algorithmic media, right? Where we're not so much clustered around individual creators as we are around algorithms, and the algorithm serves whatever the algorithm thinks that we want to watch, and we're training those algorithms to serve up things that will capture our attention for longer and longer time frames. What do you think of that trend? Is it a good one? And secondly, what does it mean for ministries creating content?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been very interesting being able to work with algorithms, because one of the things that I'll tell you about working with algorithms, especially on the paid outreach part, and then also in the short stream. So basically, one thing that is that we're constantly seeing changes pretty much, you know, not monthly, but it seems like every quarter, every 3-4 months, that we definitely see major changes and shifts in how the algorithms are working. One of the things that's been challenging for a lot of ministries, so I'll give you a good example of, you know, in the past 6 years that has happened. So a lot of these social media sites, especially YouTube in particular, and to a certain degree, Facebook. So if you understand data, and if you understand the data triangle, right? So basically at the tip of the triangle is going to be the most focus as far as what your content is. And then at the bottom is the greatest base. So if you take a look at an average ministry, and if you're going to break it into at least three parts of that triangle, so at the bottom would say Christian, then the middle would say prophecy for most of them, and then let's just say Adventist is the top. Basically, what they've been doing is that they've been taking out that layer of Christian. So when you take a look at the people that started YouTubing back 10 years ago, 9 years ago, and you take a look at their numbers, so the reason why that their numbers are substantially higher than anyone that got in after them is because they spent more time in that bottom tier of everything. So we're starting to see a shift to where they're starting to get a lot more granular on there.
What you're saying is the algorithms are filtering out the broader sections of the audience, and they're only showing you to the people that are more and more closely aligned with the content that you're producing. So that means practically for ministries that less people that are outside of the Adventist ecosystem are going to be seeing your content by design, because the algorithm is trying to show people more and more tightly niched content that's around their interests. And so the ultimate goal of the algorithm is to show Adventist content to Adventists only, whereas our goal is to make the invitation to as many people as possible outside of that bubble. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, exactly. And that's where you're going to have to really understand the benefit of paid outreach. And you have to augment paid outreach to be able to get to an audience like a Hillsong United. So like Hillsong is one of the largest that's out there. Now, the good news is that if you know how to make good content in the short stream, the short stream did pull back a little bit, some of that. So we are seeing a little bit more flexibility as far as getting your content in the, at least in that middle part of the triangle versus your long and medium are going to be a lot more tighter on top of that triangle. So just keep that in mind. In order for us to be very effective in evangelism and, you know, potentially complete the mission, we have to augment with unpaid outreach.
Yep.
It's the only way you can get into those other places.
Yeah, that was one of the transformative things when I was first talking to you, because my default setting per se, not that I have anything against paid media, but I've always preferred organic, because in my thinking, it's like, well, you want to earn your place, right? If you're producing content that's good enough, it will reach the people. And that has been true, I think, in the past, but I don't think that it's true anymore. It's the content system. It's a pay-to-play scenario. If you want to put your message in front of new people, then you need to pay for that. And on some platforms, if you want to put your message in front of the people you already have, you have to pay for that. So I think that is transformative when you understand that you're never actually going to achieve a truly broad audience without thinking about paid media. That's an essential building block of the structure. And I think that's really something that's really changed. And I think it's something we have to really acknowledge as ministries.
Yeah, because one of the reasons why these platforms, you got to think about, you know, they're in business, right? So basically it does two things by having that compression happening at the top of that triangle, the data triangle. So number one, it helps their profitability. So it kind of, you know, like, oh, I'm not getting, you know, the penetration correctly. So that kind of forces the content makers to utilize more of the paid advertising. So it's a strategy on their part. But on the other side of the coin, remember back 10 years ago, like, oh, why did they recommend this? It just seems like it's way off. And it wasn't as, your user experience wasn't as great. So it's all about the user experience as well. Yep. So it's actually on both sides.
Yeah. And what I think is kind of interesting is that we that work in this media space, we look at these changes, and from our perspective, we're thinking, oh, you know, why are they making me pay for that? These are my followers. But the interesting thing is, if you go back a generation of media and you're looking at TV and radio, is there anyone that's truly surprised by the fact that they have to pay to have their services displayed on those platforms? No, because it's a mature platform and it costs money to run. And so that money needs to be generated somewhere. And what we're looking at here in this digital setting is, well, I think what you're explaining there is that the social media companies, they need to have that, they need to financially justify those views. And so if they're not getting it from the creators, they're going to get it from advertising for the users. And so if that is not justifying the algorithm showing our ministry related content to the people we want to show it to, then that naturally is then on us to pay for the privilege of getting in front of the eyeballs that we're trying to get in front of.
Yep. No, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And going back to one of your questions, as far as like one of the biggest challenges that we're encountering as well in the paid ad space. So what we're seeing right now, it started really with the COVID era, to where we started seeing, like, if you had the word COVID or pandemic or anything like that anywhere in the video, pretty much Google would always shoot it down as far as like not putting it into the ad stream. And so we're starting to see now more and more, you know, where they're starting to say, oh, it's Christian content, and so we're going to limit your audience. It's just getting, you know, it's getting tighter and tighter. Guys, we only have very little bit of time left to be able to complete this commission. And in social media is the place where everyone is at. So we got to get going right now. And luckily, we still have the paid outreach, which is the most effective. Here's what I'll tell you what I like about social media more than any other platform, TV, radio, or anything like that, because you can give like the exact perfect message to someone at a second. It's amazing like how well that the data has been refined to where, let's say, for example, if someone says in the church, I'm having issues with depression, for example, right? Mm-hmm. And so basically in the 2 seconds, they can actually have our content delivered to them, you know, using one of the methodology of church paid ad, but also it does retain in there. So even if you use in-stream YouTube, then they're going to be able to get served that particular content whenever they're watching their, you know, material, especially when you have a paid ad. So that's another big advantage that you have with paid ads. And like, oh, wow, how did this happen? How did I get served and feel this love, you know, immediately? It's because of the technology is at our favor for that.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's great. That's an excellent opportunity. So I'd like to shift gears, and I want to talk about your big vision. So if you can outline the big vision that's coming up over the next few years.
Yeah, absolutely. Super exciting. So basically in 2014, I was watching all this content, and I had a realization even back in 2014. I'm like, because I was watching all of this content, and then next thing you know, a car ad comes on, a insurance ad would come on. I'm like, man, there has to be an opportunity. When I found out that you can get ad space for less than one penny for the most part, I'm like, why isn't the Remnant Church taking advantage of this situation? That was in 2014, my revelation on that. So then I was just going through just a bad time in life in 2014, 2015, and my birthday of 2015 is when I really had, you know, I was just at a super low point. So you know how a lot of times that we get on our knees, like, Lord, what do you want me to do with my life? It was so bad that I was prone on the floor asking for that guidance. And that's where the vision began, because I knew the contents of utilizing the ad space even a year before that. So basically the vision is 100 billion messages going out starting at the beginning of January of 2023 to the end of 2022. 100 billion messages to go out in the next 10 years. And then basically between 2025 to 2030, somewhere between 70 to 80% of those messages going out in that compressed 5-year timeframe. That's how powerful need to be.
Can we put that in context of how many messages have already gone out?
Yes. Okay. So first of all, let me kind of define messages.
Yeah, messages. Bit. That's true. That's an obvious question.
Yep. So messages, it comes in a couple forms. So basically whenever, so in the ad stream, so anytime that you attempt to place an ad in front of someone, so as you know, in YouTube, you have a thing that comes up that says skip 5 seconds. So basically, if you skip anytime between that 5 seconds and 30 or 29 seconds, then basically that doesn't count as a view. It's only when that 30 seconds happen that is counted as a view in the eyes of YouTube. So then basically, when you take a look at the views that the Remnant system has produced so far. So our calculation is we have produced about 900 million views since the inception of YouTube.
And this is a part of the CDN. This is a part of the CDN index, right? So this is an index of all of the Adventist channels that are doing ministry on YouTube that you do a re-index every year, basically.
Yes, exactly. We'll be publishing a new one pretty soon here. But yes, and then basically, as of right now, the Adventist system produces approximately 100 million views per year. So that's where it's at. So if you can understand,
it sounds like a lot, but in the scope of what we're talking about being necessary, it's really a drop in the bucket, right?
Exactly. So basically, to get to the 100 billion messages, that's actually impressions that we're looking for, but. On average, our content generally gets about 33% as far as the impression rate. So basically how we're going to understand when we reach the 100 billion is that we're going to look at YouTube because that's the only platform that you can look at all of the ministries to understand where they stand and everything. So somewhere between 12 billion to about 24 billion, somewhere in that range will give us, and plus the other platforms you can't track, will give us that indicator that we're at the 100 billion. But as of right now, we're pretty much on the 120-year plan.
Which doesn't feel very sustainable to me. That doesn't feel like a good plan.
Yeah. Obviously, we don't know the time that the Lord is coming, but we still have to make that effort to get there. And so basically, in order to achieve a plan, first of all, you have to have a vision. So what's that number? 100 billion impressions. And then what's the time frame? Now we define it in 10 years. And so we have to have those metrics in place in order to accomplish a goal.
Yeah. And so what would you say? Because I know when I first spoke to you about this vision, I love the sound of the vision, but I felt like, wow, this is just too big. And I really struggled with that. What do you say to people who say, Jeremy, this is too big. This is something that is like way bigger than what anybody could hope to coordinate.
I know. Yeah, I struggle with it at first too. But if God wants to complete this, complete this commission and complete the work, He is in charge of all of us. And I've seen miracles happen as far as, when I said, Lord, I'll go ahead and do this. Yes, I went through the, I'll be honest with you. When I said, Lord, I'll do this in November of 2015, I went through the wilderness from 2015 to April 2021. So I went through a massive amount of being in the wilderness in that time frame. But I kept on saying, Lord, I'm not seeing progress, in that 6 years. Well, I did see progress, but it was just a lot slower than I would like it to be. But ever since then, I was like, whoa, I can't believe the big steps that I've been taking. So basically what I tell everyone in my team is that every day we have to wake up and we have to say, Lord, what's the step on the mountain that I have to take today? Long as we're willing to take that step every day, we're going to make it. If we don't take the step, we're not going to make it if we just hang around at the trailhead.
That's true. That's very true. Yep. So the people that are hearing this now and saying, this is amazing, how do I get involved with that? Can you speak to that? One, how can people get involved? What are the different kinds of help and participation that are going to be needed? And how can people get in touch with you to offer to get involved?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Okay, so a couple of things. If you want to be involved in the ministry itself, we're going to probably need anywhere from, about 1,000 to 1,500 people to engineer a big team like this. So there's going to be a lot of opportunity. If you have any digital marketing experience, working with machine learning, that's the big next thing that that we definitely need to work on. We need to get our machine learning application up and running. And then we're going to need a lot of people with, video editing. So there's multi different ways. So let me just tell you three ways. So I told you one, you can, work as a profession in this, and there's going to be a lot of openings and they're coming on. And, CDN, we're looking for like product managers. We're looking for all kinds of people in your firm as well. And then number two, so one of the things that is going to be needed to complete the work is that what we have discovered is the concept of people, liking spiritual content from a person that's most like themselves, okay? And so basically that's what I was telling you about segmentation. So we have to break down the segments into the smallest possible segments that there is. So that means that everyone now has an opportunity per se to be kind of like a pastor, right? Mm. And so in a digital format. So we are launching our nonprofit arm called Reach in the World. So we now have the entity. And so now we're going to be going live with it. And so basically one of the things that Reach in the World is going to be doing is going to be seeking out the remnant church to come out from the pews. You might have a story that that you want to be able to be a witness to people. And then all you have to do is just record yourself. And then next thing you know, it's going to go in front of millions of people like yourself. And so that's a big opportunity that you have. You might want to just record one video. That's fine. Or you might want to say, do you know what? I want to do 20 videos and I'm passionate about a certain subject, or I'm going to be a personal witness, or you have an expertise in something. We need to have that breakdown of there's five segments that we need to break down the people into for this to work successfully, the 100 billion messages to go out. And then number three, there is cost with this. So of course, major cost with this. So basically, being a financial contributor as well will be a big thing as well. So we all have to come together to pitch in to make this work.
Yeah, that's great. And so just to take a bit of a step back and zoom out and look at the Adventist digital ecosystem as a whole, from your perspective, what are the gaps that need to be filled?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would say the biggest thing right now, I know I get people to chuckle a little bit, but basically the way that we work right now is that we're a bunch of independent cats. So what we've been tasked to do, I believe, Luke, is that we're kind of like the cat herders right now to get multi people to come together to be able to do that. And that's why we created Reach in the World. Reach in the World is going to be that one entity that we can all collectively go to as individual, marketing companies or like machine learning engineers and things like that. We'll all collect together at Reach in the World to make this project work. So that's probably the number one thing is just the cooperation of and be able to say, do you know what? In order to complete the work, we have to come together. And I call that the dog sled team. So that's number one. But some of the major areas that's in critical need right now is number one, machine learning is probably the biggest thing, because what we want to be able to do is that we want to be able to push all of these billions of messages into conversions, and in order to be able to get that right path, we got to be able to utilize. Yep, exactly. Is the machine learning application. So we need a lot of, we're going to need some machine learning engineers out there. So yep. That's probably the biggest need currently. And then I would say for Christian Digital Network, where we struggle the most with, we can always find video editors any day of the week, copywriters, creatives. But the biggest thing is that we're having a hard time finding anyone that has digital marketing campaign manager experience that's you know, tied to the Adventist system. So that's probably the biggest need that we have, at least on the CDN side.
And if you were to look at the all of the other cats that need to be herded, what would you say are some of the most interesting things that are happening in the Adventist digital space outside of what you're doing at CDN?
I would say what's been the most interesting is the gravitation right now in the digital space, because I see it in a couple of different areas. So there's seems like there's two major camps that I kind of see forming right now. So there's one camp of a lot of people are coming together to create games and things like that. So that seems to be a major trend that we're seeing. So a lot of people want to make these video games and things like that. And then on our side is more on gravitating more towards quickly getting into the short space, because because we have to move on from formats and medium formats in order to be able to do that. And I'm seeing just amazing amount of creativity that's going around. I'm trying to get people, bigger numbers and things like that organically. So,
yeah, that's great. So just to wrap us up, two things, a two-pronged question. One is, if anything that has been said in this podcast is someone has found interesting and they would like to talk to you, one, how do they do that? And two, is there any final message, anything that you want to say or ask of the audience?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So first of all, become a subscriber on our Facebook and YouTube page and LinkedIn. So those are the three pages that we like people to become subscribers of. So Christian Digital Network. So we're definitely growing that. And then we also are looking for email addresses, because we want to have one of the biggest email databases as well. Mm-hmm. All right. So basically, we need to come together to complete this commission. We have a great platform in the digital space. It's so precise. This is just the most amazing time, and the speed and accuracy that we have. And not only that, here's something that's super amazing. It's probably the absolute cheapest method that has ever been to do that. So I'll give you some examples. So we can do a lot of outreaches as little as, you won't get this, Luke. Mm-hmm. I've done campaigns as little as a 20th of a cent of one penny. So just imagine, you can get 5 outreaches for one penny in certain campaigns. And so most campaigns you can do definitely for under one penny or close to one penny. So it's never been cheaper to be able to get the message out, and people resonate with it really well, and they interact with it because there's that component that they get to click, and especially if we have that machine learning application to where they're going to be able to further their journey. So just amazing time in history to be able to do this. And 80% of the world right now has capability to have digital access. So basically, when they say every year, can hear, there's a big possibility because of that.
Yeah, that's amazing. Jeremy, thank you so much for sharing all of that. Thank you for being on the show. We really appreciate everything that you're doing and look forward to collaborating together in the future. But I really appreciate you. Also, I believe this is your first podcast experience, so thank you for making our podcast the first one.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. No worries. God bless. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you enjoyed this, please share it with a friend. Leave a review for us on wherever you get your podcasts. And we look forward to catching you guys for the next episode. God bless.